This is Press Conference Extra. I'm Andy Heaton. I'm joined by Mike Bancone and Martin Fitzgerald ahead of Sunday's fixture against Tottenham Hotspur at Anfield, a game in which Liverpool might just win a trophy come the end of the game, Mike. Everything to play for, but despite that, not really a flicker again from the manager.
Yeah, the manager's as cool as a cucumber. He was so just relaxed, pretty chilled. Wasn't really emotional at all either, even though he's on the cusp of something genuinely special. He just played all of it with a straight bat, just answered the questions as he always does. And I do wonder how he will react at full time on Sunday, because I do think what he's done is massive. Like, only 11 managers have won the Premier League. I think he'll become the 12th manager to do so. It's a pretty big deal to win it in your first season, especially having not signed a player at all. So I do wonder, I mean, he spoke about later about how he, in the press conference, about how he maybe he's not going to have enough time to celebrate and feel positive about it. But I do wonder if we'll see an emotional outpouring from him, because I think we've seen a couple of times where he's got emotional. I think the Everton games where he got emotional in a kind of maybe in a negative way. And we've seen him a few times give the big one to the Kop. But I do wonder if he's going to have that big moment on Sunday, because I kind of want him to. I want to just see him go crazy, go mad. Not like Jurgen mad. I mean, Jurgen was Jurgen, right? He doesn't need to go Jurgen mad, but just go mad. Like, go mad, enjoy it, because it's a big moment. And it's kind of like dawning on me as well, Andy, just how big it is. You know, because I think most Liverpool fans have known for a while, this is our reality. Like, we're going to be the Premier League champions. But as you etch closer and closer to it, you do start to feel a bit emotional, because the last time we won it, it was COVID. I didn't celebrate with friends or anything. It was like June or July 2020, like really peak COVID times. And now we get to celebrate with our friends. I'm organising ways to watch it with my friends. And obviously I'm coming to Liverpool for the last game of the season. And I'm just starting to get really excited about it again. Like a bit like a kid at Christmas. Like, I'm counting down the days and I'm like trying to organise plans and stuff. So yeah, I hope the manager has time to kind of enjoy it and genuinely have like an emotional reaction to it, because it's such a big deal.